Two important and conflicting developments this week as states wrestle with the issue of gay marriage. Yesterday, Missouri voters approved an amendment to the state constitution defining marriage as between a man and a woman.
But today in Washington state, a court struck down a statute banning gay marriage. A Superior Court judge in King County ruled that law violated the state constitution and held that gays and lesbians can marry. But the judge put his ruling on hold, pending another ruling on the matter from the state Supreme Court. Washington is one of 43 states that have some type of law barring same-sex marriages. Lawsuits seeking to overturn those laws are pending in a quarter of those states.
To get an update on shifting gay marriage laws at the state level, we turn to Kayvon Peterson. He's a staff writer for Stateline.org, a nonpartisan, nonprofit news organization that focuses on state government. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Let's begin with Missouri. This was hard fought at the grassroots level, and in the end it passed by a wide margin. What happened?
Yes, the supporters of same-sex marriage rights were able to raise a lot of money, outspent their opponents 20-1. But the truth is the American public and the voters in Missouri overwhelmingly support the traditional definition of marriage as a union between a man and a woman only.
And this really did play out door-to-door. I mean, this was a street-level campaign in the end.
Yes. Both sides mounted a very significant grassroots effort going door-to-door, educating people on the issue. And 13 other states will likely be voting on similar amendments, and already very large campaign efforts have been mounted in all of these states over the issue by both sides.
You mentioned a polls which show 2-1 support for the very strict and narrow definition of marriage. It seems that those polls depend on, they vary greatly depending on how the question is asked.
Absolutely. The polling has changed significantly since the Massachusetts decision, and it depends on how you ask the question. I'd have to talk to a polling expert, but if you put it to, if you ask people whether or not they support rights, basic rights for gay and lesbian couples and their families, a lot of times a majority of people will say they do support rights for those families. But if you simply ask them if you think only heterosexual couples should marry, it seems that nearly 60% of the population agrees that only members of the same sex should be able to marry in the traditional sense.
Now, Missouri was a state that already had laws defining marriage as between a man and a woman. So why the push for a constitutional amendment?
Well, lawmakers in Missouri and six other states decided after Massachusetts' highest court legalized same-sex marriage in that state. These lawmakers decided that their existing state laws, which prohibited same-sex marriage, were vulnerable to similar court challenges as the challenge in Massachusetts. And they decided that a constitutional amendment would be the strongest defense to protect the traditional definition of marriage.
Give us a snapshot of what's happening across the country.
Since the Massachusetts decision, we've definitely seen a flurry of legislative activity. Stateline.org has tracked this kind of legislative activity in at least 35 states where lawmakers have been debating constitutional amendments, changes to their state laws defining marriage, and have even passed resolutions urging Congress to settle the issue by passing a federal marriage amendment.
And so it seems that the legislative activity seems to take three basic forms.
That's correct.
Constitutional amendments, as we've seen this week in Missouri, marriage statutes, and these non-binding resolutions.
That's correct.
The constitutional amendments, how many states have adopted these amendments?
Four states had previously adopted constitutional amendments, Hawaii, Alaska, Nevada, and Nebraska. And since Massachusetts, a total of, it looks like, 13 states will be voting on similar amendments this fall. And all of those amendments are expected to pass by large margins in those states.
And thus far, when those measures are put to statewide vote, what's the track record?
No measure that would ban same-sex marriage has ever been voted down.
What about the other side, the effort to extend marriage rights to lesbian and gay couples?
Overwhelmingly, the legislation has been against expanding the rights of same-sex couples. In states like California and New York, lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize same-sex marriage. It has not gotten very far. In New Jersey, they recently enacted a domestic partnership registry, which extends many of the benefits of marriage to same-sex couples, but it falls far short of full marriage recognition.
With all of this legislative activity, how will this issue play out in an election year?
Certainly, this issue has been used as a political wedge in some states. It looks like several battleground states will be voting on a same-sex marriage ballot initiative on Election Day this fall, including Michigan, possibly Ohio, Oregon, Oklahoma. Controversial ballot initiatives have been known to increase voter turnout on Election Day, and some people have accused supporters of these same-sex marriage bans as intentionally putting this on the ballot to increase voter turnout, conservative voter turnout.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Kevin Peterson is a writer for Stateline.org. You can find a link to Stateline's state-by-state breakdown of same-sex marriage laws at our website, npr.org.